It's Hot 937, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I'm Jenny Boom Boom here today with brand new artist Isla. How are you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
You are extremely talented.
Thank you so much.
Sing a little something for me.
Oh,
like,
my
gosh. You can really sing.
Yeah, you want me to sing for you?
Sing something.
I left my shampoo in your shower. I left my smile inside your head. My song on replay in your speaker. I left my t-shirt on the edge of your king bed.
Yeah, you can sing, girl. So how are
you? Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm chilling.
It's nice to meet you. How old are you? You look really young.
I just turned 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on May 6th.
On
so
May 6th,
I'm a Taurus,
26.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing music since I was like 18. I started in a girl group. But I always sang my whole life. I was just shy, so I didn't like go for it till I was like 17, 18.
So the girl group, was this like one of those girl groups that they put together? You
totally.
Go and audition?
Yeah.
And because I'm fascinated by that situation.
No, it's a world of its own. I auditioned into it right after, like a week after I graduated high school. And it was like definitely a learning experience for me. It was fun. There were other girls, but it was everything manufactured. Like we auditioned in, and then it was like we had lines that we said every show we did, like every interview. It was like literally completely manufactured group.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about that audition? Like how do you get into these groups?
You know what? I think that they reached out to me through Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I think I had put some videos like the year before I had started performing at like talent shows and stuff. And then they had seen some videos online. So they reached out and I just went in, and I think they were actually looking for a redhead. Like they wanted someone that was exactly me. And it was like an R&B pop group.
What was it called?
And Fine China.
Fine China.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was cool. Like, I think they really were looking for me, and I was kind of looking for a direction, and it just worked, you know?
But I always feel like in those situations, well, I mean, I think in any situation, because, like, even look at, like, Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, Beyonce was, like, the person in the middle, you know, in front. Of course, it didn't, you know, I mean, it helped, I guess, that her father was the manager. But the point being, I always feel like in these situations, there's always someone that's trying to be, like, the leader of the group. So did you find, like, there was that kind of stuff going on?
You know, I was always very laid back. I still am. It's just who I am. But the other girls were a little more like wanted the spotlight or had more of like the bigger personality.
Yeah.
But we all sang like equally. Like there was no lead singer, but it felt like I always knew like, okay, at some point I want to get out of this group and really do my own thing and be authentic. But it's funny how the journey is. Like, we're all kind of doing our own thing now, you know?
Really?
It's
so they're all kind of doing their own solo thing?
Yeah,
or?
And even, like, a couple of the girls, because we were so young at the time. You know, at the time I was choosing between college and joining the group. I was like, do I choose the career and just go right into it, or do I go to college for the career, you know? And I chose that. And so the other girls, like, went back to school. Like, they did stuff like that. Now they're doing solo stuff. And I don't know. It's cool to have, like, that sisterhood at that young of an age in an industry like this. Like, that was the best part about it, was just that support of we're all kind of going through the same thing and jumping into, you know, the music industry together.
So why did the group end?
It ended because there were four of us. Two of the girls left. So one girl was like kicked out.
Oh.
Low key.
Why was she kicked out? Wait, hold on. What did
she
do?
It was like some, I don't even remember what it was exactly, but it just wasn't like, I think she wanted the solo thing and just wasn't feeling it. And so that came through in like performances and stuff. And
she's
it just wasn't like, you know. And then another girl left. And then there were two of us left. And I ended up doing like a demo song with a producer. And from there, I was kind of like, there's only two of us left. And we just kind of all, it fizzled out.
Mm.
But it was cool. It was a good experience, you know. It taught me a lot.
Okay. Yeah. And now here you are on your own.
Here I am.
So you leave the group, and then what's the next step on this path in order to get to where you are now?
So I basically, after I left the group, I was doing a lot of demo singing. Mm-hmm. So I would do like songs that ended up turning into features. And one of them was a song called Walking on Air that was also featuring Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
And the label was like, we'll take her, even though I was just the demo singer. They're like, we'll take her. We already have Snoop Dogg. Like, so I ended up getting to travel and perform, and he didn't go on the road. So I did.
Wow.
You know, I got to like present the song, and it was number one in 7 countries.
Wow.
One of which was Greece. And then it was in Belgium really big. So I got to do like, it was awesome. I mean, it was life changing. But again, it wasn't me.
Right.
Just kind of like the group. Like, I was almost following along the path, and it wasn't my path. It was kind of just whatever was, you know, an opportunity. And so about 4 years ago, I needed a job. I was off the road of, you know, performing, walking on air. And I ended up getting a job at a cupcake place that my bunch of my friends from high school worked at as just like, you know, on the side.
And you, because you're from L.A., right?
I'm from L.A. This was in L.A.
Okay.
And
what's it called? Because I'm going to L.A.
It's called.
At the end of June again. So I want to go visit it. I want to see where Isla used to work as a kid.
So it actually closed.
Oh.
They sold it. But it was called Cupcake Stiletto. And it was owned by my producer, who's right there, Cadis.
Oh. Okay.
And his fiance, who's an attorney. So they started this company kind of like just for fun. Because they had their own careers and they started this like as a passion, and I ended up working there. This is so LA, but like he's a producer, I'm a singer. We end up talking about it, and then I went and I worked there the first 2 years that we worked on my project.
Wow.
So, and this was 4 years ago. So it's crazy how it's just such a crazy story. Mm-hmm. But I basically sat down for the interview and he was like, "You're a singer?" Like, "Yeah." And I got the job selling cupcakes, and then at night we would be in the studio.
Wow.
And now we have Warren Raindrops, which came out in October. So we worked that whole time on just like creating this sound and, you know, cultivating our vision, I guess. So
wow.
It's cool.
And here you are.
Here I am.
Isla, yep. With shampoo. Jeez, you have quite a story.
Yeah.
What were you going to be if you didn't do, like, you talked about going to college, and I know you said, I'm going to maybe go to college for this.
Yeah.
But say you didn't do the singing thing, Isla. What were you going to do? What was the backup plan?
I can't even imagine what I would do if it wasn't for music. But activism is a big part of my life as well.
Nice. That's
so
good.
I think I would have done something that had to do with that, even if it was like psychology, something with the human brain and why we do what we do and how we, you know, function. So I'm also a super empathetic person. And so I think I'm good with connecting to how people feel.
So what's next for you, Isla?
So we are working on the second EP.
Okay.
Right now. It'll probably be out. It'll definitely be out this year. Just probably closer to fall. And then we're shooting one more video for this to kind of round out this project. So it's cool. Like I'm living my dream right now.
That's
awesome.
I'm
doing radio. I get to travel. Like I'm living the dream.
Are you going to be going and doing any TV in the future, you think? You want to do some TV and acting? Because you're really, very pretty.
So thank you so
you're
much.
You're gorgeous.
I used to act when I was little. When I was a kid, I did, from the time I was 4 till I was maybe 12, I did acting.
Wow.
And it was cool. You know, anything creative for me is fun. Like, I could see myself doing that in the future for sure. I just would have to, like, feel like it was right and it went along with, like, my life goals, I guess.
Right.
But I would be down. You never know.
Who are some artists that you want to work with?
So many.
Doesn't Snoop owe you a favor?
I know, right?
Doesn't that guy owe you a favor? You want to talk to that guy.
Right. You know, there's so many. I really love Joyner Lucas.
Yeah.
I think that I respect artists who really like speak their truth.
Yes.
And so I feel like he's one of those. And Eminem, too. I mean, they're just awesome. Like when it comes to rappers, I love when rappers just like tell it like it is and tell their story,
right.
You know? And same with singers. I love Kehlani.
Yeah.
I love SZA, her. I mean, there's so many young, like powerful young women right now. And I feel like we're starting to get to the place where we just say it like it is more and tell that story like unapologetically. So I like artists that are like that. I also love Frank Ocean. He's super fire.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get into shampoo right now. Thank you so much, Isla, for stopping by today. And it's Hot 937.